Hi, and welcome to the Mel and Ellen Show. We're so glad to have you here. We're glad to be here. Ellen, are you on board?
I'm here with you, yep.
We're really glad to have you listening to our show today. This is a very, very special day of remembrance for all of us in this great country. It is September 11th. We will be focusing today a lot on the theme of September 11th in a sense of remembrance, but our focus and our perspective will be, what did 9/11 do for you in your personal life in terms of moving you forward, in terms of getting really getting in touch with the spirit and choosing to do something or motivating you to do something you'd been putting off. How did it affect you? How did it influence your life? How did it affect your spiritual life? I mean, I think that's one of the things that also can be very, very powerful and very important when we go through a profound event as 9/11 was for all of us, that it can be really, really motivating in terms of helping us sift and sort out our spiritual belief system. Is it working for us, helping us to make sense of things that are very, very hard to make sense of? So today we're going, thank you. Today we're going to be focusing on 9/11 from that perspective. What did it inspire you to do? Did it cause you to change some of the things in your life? We know it had a profound effect on the way we do many things in our country and our perspective also. We also have with us today a really special guest, Alexandra Austin from Mind Made Media. She is a movie documentary maker. Alex, are you there?
I am, and it's Three Flame Media.
It's what? Three Flame Media. Well, you know, we will get it right, won't we?
Not to worry.
Alex is going to be with us today. The three of us will be taking your calls. Again, this is a great time to come together. It's toll-free to call in, ask us any questions you would like to ask, share with us your stories. Our toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, it may be a little bit early to throw that number out there, and I know you just started listening, but we really, really want to hear your story and hear about your inspiration, your muse. How did 9/11, the events of 9/11, begin to influence and change your life? Ellen sent me, but I don't want this to go by me because it was so powerful. Ellen sent me an email. I don't know exactly when you did that, two or three days ago. I've been a little under the weather, so I'm just catching up. Call about the Manhattan boat lift, yes. Something I had never seen before or heard about regarding 9/11. It was the biggest water rescue in history. If you get a chance to see that, I believe it's on YouTube, please take a look at that. It's just the epitome of people coming together to help other people. The humanity, the good part of humanity coming out is very powerful and very moving. I want to thank you, Ellen, for that. That was amazing.
It was amazing, and I'll tell you, it's not only, it was how America responds. It is how we help ourselves and everybody gets on board to make sure as many can come out well as possible. It is a huge, powerful piece. And I know also, Alex, you were profoundly moved and directed change by spirit after 9/11. And since you're our guest, I thought maybe you'd jump in and tell us your story.
You betcha.
Sure. I mean, it's the 11-year anniversary, right? That's
yes.
That's where we are now. So it's just amazing how long things do take to shift and change. When 9/11 happened, I was living in Florida, and you know, my family, who are all in England, they're 8 hours ahead. I wasn't aware of anything. I hadn't had the news on the radio on that morning, and it had taken them a while to get through. And so my mom and my brother called, and they said, you know, New York's been attacked. Did you know? And I didn't. And obviously after that, the whole country was just in this state of shock and trying to understand what had happened. And I don't really think, for me, the effects, the real effects of it are being felt until now. Every year this comes around, and every year, you know, we have the remembrances and the documentaries and the discussions about, you know, what it meant for our country and what, you know, we do need to do moving forward. But I think the biggest thing that I had taken from it, even though it's taken a long time to get to this point, was don't take things for granted. You never know. You know, someone you love is there one day, and the next day that they're not. And all these things that we feel that we can wait on. I'll do that tomorrow, or, you know, moving in the direction of your dreams. We put them off because, you know, life gets in the way, and we just don't do it. We think we've got plenty of time. And, you know, I think especially over the last couple of years, it's felt like time is speeding up. So we don't seem to have the luxury now that we did to put things on hold and not move forward. So that's what really prompted me to get going again, is just say, I'm not going to let these things distract me, and I'm going to move forward and focus on the things that I feel are important, that I want to put out there.
How did that, I love that. It's so well put, so well put. So what did it do, Alex, to create that shift from you? What did you change? Where did you go? What did that create? What motivation did that create you? And what were the changes that followed?
Oh my gosh, so many life changes. Moving states. I'm in California now. Starting a production company, starting a partnership, and then that not working out, that failing, picking up and starting all over again. On my own. So that's where I am right now. And, you know, I think I'd actually felt like, and I'm sure a lot of people have felt like this, that once you start something and you get on that track, it's going to be easy. You'll gain this momentum and you'll climb up the top of the mountain. Well, I feel like I've been through that and done that several times, and it didn't necessarily work out. There's definitely failure in there. But now, starting out again on my own with Three Flame Media, it feels like, because I have been up and down the mountain several times, I have done that before, so it's easier in that sense. But now it's the right time. In the past, I was not a very patient person. I've definitely learned that over the past 10, 11 years. So it's more like putting that aside of what I want the timing to be when I want something to go out there and be a success. It's really up to divine timing, and I've finally got that message now. And so now I don't move unless I check in internally to make sure it's the right thing and not just what my mind wants it to be.
That's very powerful. Go ahead, Ellen. Sorry.
I kind of want to jump in there too, because that is why Mind Made Media is now Three Flame Media.
That's great.
It is a huge change. She's gone on to making this wonderful new media company, and Alex has decided that one of the things that she wants to do with this media company is do spiritual work, put out information about God's plan and people's, you know, staying in step with God's plan, and or spirit's plan, or what, however you want to put that. And I do want to interject this. I think, Mal, you and I had this conversation, or Alex and I did, a couple of days ago. I have said from the beginning of this year, people are going to be called to serve, those of us who are involved with spirit and learning the lessons and have been up and down that hill or darkest night of the soul so many times in the last 11 years, have finally gotten it straightened out, figured out, and are moving forward. And people who are just beginning their journey are going to be turning to those who are teaching and say, okay, I've watched you. Now teach me what you know. And because I think there's going to be a huge resurgence back to faith and back to spirit.
I think that's really well put. I think that's really well put. Both you and Alex put me in mind of that being to the top of the mountain and going back and forth. Not only are there many paths back and forth, but when you traverse them, as we all have, the path becomes well-worn, and we're able to guide people up and down, even in the dark, because we know it well.
That's well said, even in the dark. So, Alex, what have you been working with and working on and moving forward with that's your heart's desire now that you're following that?
Well, the big one is what I'm really excited about, and it's called Spirit Interviews. So it's focused on a group of really diverse intuitives who work with spirit every day, but who do so in a very grounded way. I would say I've been on my path, if you want to call it that, since I was about 15, and I've had, you know, readings with, you know, mediums and channels on and off since I was about 18. And I've had my share of great ones and not so great ones, and I feel like I really know now who can be trusted and who can't. So, and you know this very well because you two are on the roster as interviewees, full disclosure there, but I think it's hard for people sometimes to know when they do need help or they do feel they want some help from an intuitive to help them figure out what's going on, who do they go to? And I think that can be a difficult thing. So what I'm doing with this documentary is taking, you know, people who I've had readings with personally and some of I've have personal relationships with, as you two are, and you know, talk to them, have a conversation so that they can share their paths and share insights about how to live in the 21st century world, because it feels like it's getting more and more difficult.
Absolutely. Wow. I think that that's just incredibly amazing. I know that that's what you were doing, but to hear you describe it really gives me a different and very greater knowledge of it. It's more profound in a way. Are your interviews, are you going around the country, around the world? How do you find people? Well, you said you've been doing this since you were 18. That amazes me because I couldn't imagine doing anything like that at 18. So how do you find the people that you want to be in this documentary?
That's the interesting thing. Rather than going out and looking for them, they kind of come to me. Some of them, there are two in London, or two in England, three in Northern California, one in Georgia, and two in Florida. So it's quite a roster so far. So I'm about, maybe an eighth of the way through. I have two of the interviews so far and in production on the rest, looking to get the rest of those in the can later this year. But I just love it. This is what I love to do is talk to people about, you know, spirit. And some people are more open to it than others, but we're all living in the world. We're all living this life. And anything that can help people can navigate through, especially these times, I think is going to be really important. So for me, it's a way to combine what I really love to do with my way of being of service with my experience in film and video. So that's where the two of those things come together.
That's beautiful.
Alex, I'm going to blow your horn for you a bit too. Alex has won a couple of awards for her filmmaking at a couple of film, I don't know what they call them, film festivals. And I think it would be really good if you give us your information for your webpage or how people can contact you or talk to you. And I'm sure you'll get input. So why don't you go ahead and do that?
Sure, absolutely. I have, because everything's very in the very early stages, very new, I have a very basic website up at the moment. It's 3flamemedia.com, the number 3flamemedia.com. And there's more to come. But that's what we have up right now. And we'll be adding a lot more. I'll be adding Facebook and Twitter very shortly. But it's all in the works. It's very interesting, too, because getting ready for an interview like this, because my background in advertising as well, you think that you have to have everything ready. Oh, I have to have this full website up. Everything has to be ready for this. And, you know, nothing's ready. But that's life, right? It's all a work in progress. So I had to let go of that and say, okay, I'll put up what's ready right now. And, you know, the film's going and the website's in progress and the logo's almost finished. But we'll get there. And this is a lesson in me letting go of having everything be perfect. But it's perfect as it is. So... and I'm having fun and doing it day by day. So that's what matters.
Yes, having fun and doing it day by day. But if when you work in joy and in spirit, it makes it all okay. It does. It makes it all okay. So good. I'm glad you got that out there.
It makes life so rich. And I love what Alex said, and I love what you just said too. And that's that idea of day by day. I 9/11, one of the things I tend to say a lot in my work is that the future is fluid. It's not set in stone. 9/11 showed us that. And it did in a deeply profound way. I think it helps a lot of people, and I hear I know that's a focus of Ellen's work. I know that's a focus of Alex's work, is to help us understand this transition that we're going through right now and help us to get the information, the guidance, the direction, the ability, the support, the affirmation to be able to do that day by day. That's the hard part, is every day.
I feel, for me, I do get feedback every single day, and I think it just comes down to being in a space of noticing, so you're not so caught up in the everyday life stuff that you're actually noticing things. And I feel like if I went a day without some kind of confirmation, that would be difficult for me. But currently I'm freelancing while I get Three Flame Media up and running, so I spend a lot of time in the car every day, you know, commuting from one side of Los Angeles to the other, and all my messages, or a lot of my messages, seem to come on license plates, which is amazing. So it'll be, 555 or 55, which are, you know, Archangel Michael's, you know, numbers. Or there'll be actual physical, you know, vanity plate messages. One day I saw a heart and you, Austin. You know, my name's Alexandra Austin. So I took that as love you, Austin, which was just amazing to get. And on a slightly sadder note, my wonderful uncle passed away on the 5th of August of this year. His name was Leon Clark. 3 days ago, I'm getting on the on-ramp to the 110, and there was a car in the fast lane. It was 777, and then the car in front of that was Leon 3. And it was just amazing. It made me cry a little bit, but also made me smile of what an amazing, message to get. I felt like that was him saying, hello, I'm fine. And that was lovely. So I see that, or something along those lines, every single day. And it helps me to know that I'm on the right track and just keep going.
That's marvelous.
That's exactly, I talked last, the last time we were on air, about signs from folks that have crossed over. And again, bringing that back into 9/11, I'm sure there are many, many people out there who look for those signs daily from the loved ones who crossed and know that they're safe and well on the other side. And it gives them comfort and pleasure. And if they don't know, that's part of our work, is to let people know that the folks are there, they are fine, they are well, and yes, we can't touch them and hold them like we used to, but we are being embraced. So that was a really important message, Alex, because it's really important for people to know.
That's a beautiful message.
I'm going to jump in real quick and tell you, because I thought to myself, well, I don't really have a 9/11 story, which of course we all do. I mean, when we all sit down and think, how was I so profoundly changed by this day? But I was going through some of my paperwork, and my son Chris was profoundly changed by 9/11, and he called me shortly after and said, I have donated blood, I have been to the candlelight, I've done everything, and I need to do more. And he volunteered for the Air Force and went in and served in Iraq for a period of time. He came back a decorated war hero. I use those words very carefully. And then decided to become an RN because of his experiences, and he just graduated in May as a full-fledged RN in the state of California. So there's a 9/11 story of just a huge shift in somebody's perspective.
I was hoping that you would share that story because that was very inspiring to me. I've known Chris since he was young. And it was incredibly inspiring that he did that, and that he did the whole, I mean, he continues to carry it with him. He, as Ellen said, just recently became an RN, and what a powerful muse to follow. What great inspiration. Who knows what direction his life would have gone in if he said, wait a minute, I want to serve. Yeah, very, very amazing. I want to take a moment to, hey, out there, we know you're listening. Here you have Alex Austin, who's been sharing her story, who has some great information, documentary filmmaker. Ellen is on the line. I'm here. This is your opportunity to call in toll-free again, 888-627-6008, and share your story with us. Ask us any question that you'd like. We may have an answer. We may not. But we'd love to hear from you. So please call in and share your 9/11 inspiration with us. We'd sure appreciate that. Are there other peripheral stories that either one of you have around 9/11 that you know how it inspired other people or people around you?
Well, I do. I know that my friend who lived in Massachusetts had always wanted to open a metaphysical bookstore. And 9/11 so touched her heart that she picked up and moved down here to Florida and opened a lovely store here. And I was so touched by what Alex said because hers is not a story that necessarily ends with oh boy, isn't this wonderful? The store's a huge success. It wasn't, and she had to close it. But she continues on with the spirit of it was maybe the wrong place, the wrong time, but the mindset is that if I continue to do what I've always done, then I'm not honoring the spirit of moving forward, finding my feet. And she continues to find a different way of operating a different, you know, she's putting together a website and these kind of things to continue that spirit of moving forward and following your dream. And I think that would be a really big piece to tell people. Just because you have the dream and you get the nod from spirit, it doesn't mean that the road is easy. But it is lighter. And you have the knowledge or the feeling that you're safe as you go down and explore and open. And it has changed her again so that she can move forward spiritually and find the right pieces that she wants to put together and put out to the general public. So she started doing some photography and some writing, and it's very exciting. So it's a good story.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I remember, Ellen, you telling me about her a while ago, and so it's lovely to get an update and hear, you know, what she's up to now.
Yeah. So, Alex, do you know some people where you are that have changed or moved forward or done something different because of the 9/11 story?
Not specifically. I just think that people I know who were affected by it, there is someone I know who was actually physically there in New York with her children when it happened. We never talked specifically about what it did for her because she's just by nature a very dynamic person. But she I would imagine if she weren't like that before, then she was even more of a I'm going to grab life by the horns type of person. She did start her own mobile company after being very, very successful in the corporate world. I feel like that was always on the table for her, but I'm sure that that had, you know, kicked up into a higher gear after having that experience in New York.
I can't imagine being there. That just, right. I just can't imagine that.
My brother is retired now, retired captain out of the Carson City Fire Department, and his wedding was scheduled the day after 9/11. And the fire, as we know, police and fire departments, and they're huge families. And it was so hard for them, that juxtaposition of a day that you celebrate your marriage, that's a celebrate that commitment to each other, and being from the fire family, the incredible amount of ethos and pathos in the day. It was a very hard decision for them. They really thought about calling it off, and as I think families do rally around, then, you know, the rally around was to go forward, which they did. But you see pictures from the wedding, and you can see the sadness, and the gravity is palpable. It's been, as a result, something. It's they don't. It's kind of hard to celebrate your anniversary when it comes right the day after this anniversary, but a really, really how to me, it's just an example of how it so profoundly interrupted or influenced what Alex was talking about and Ellen was talking about earlier, that day to day thing that sometimes we just take for granted.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking that when we're talking about the anniversary of this day, that and all the things that happened, people died, people were born, people got married, the world continued. And I think that's what, when we started the show, what we had really focused on honoring was the moving forward from it, the understanding that it is a day by day. It is a day by day. Every single day is a blessing. And that it brought it so much into focus. And I think that as a country, as we focus more on the moving forward and the things, you know, I'm not making light of what the severity of it was, but if we can use this as a springboard to grow, to go back to that connection of helping each other and caring for each other and moving us all forward. It's such an important honoring that I think that I would kind of remember the day as a day that we all changed and became new, like a rebirth.
I love that. That's true for my brother. He avoided marriage for years and now he, you know, now it is like, it has even more meaning for him and more depth for him. It's more profound for him. He also was diagnosed about 3 years ago with chronic lymphatic lymphoma. There's no cure for that. And he's doing quite well, by the way, but it just, everything is just so in perspective. And he just, you know, keeps teaching and keeps going out there, keeps teaching firefighters how to survive really, really life-threatening fires on their end, not on the end of the people that they're maybe trying to rescue. So he's not giving it up. He just keeps going. And 9/11, I know, we haven't really had any long, profound conversations about it, but it just propelled a part of him that was already there into a more committed, like your son Chris, you know, into that. It just keeps going. And like with Alex, I mean, we could say at some level, Three Flame Media, you know, that's something, again, like those two examples, that's continuing on into the future with really, really profoundly magical even and really, really positive results.
Yeah. Alex, with the Three Flame Media, I know that's a very specific name. Why don't you tell us how you got there?
Oh, it did. The fleur-de-lis and Ellen, this, you'll laugh. This will be familiar to you because
yes.
I think it was about 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, I started seeing the fleur-de-lis everywhere. I mean, everywhere. After 7 years of living in the same house, I finally noticed it was on my mailbox. And it would be on things that people had given to me. So, oh gosh, everything from the underside of my plate, you know, the stamp on my china to a shirt that someone would give me, to a new friend I made who had a tattoo. This thing was everywhere. So I remember calling you up going, it's driving me nuts. What is it? So it became apparent that whatever that symbol was about, you know, whatever it meant, and obviously it's a symbol for the Trinity, for femininity, for Mary. But the more personal meaning to me, Ellen, I think you had mentioned that it was to do with a certain standard, a certain level of, a certain way of being, a certain quality, tied to spirituality, which was a symbol of my growth moving forward. So that had very much stayed with me. And when I was trying to come up with a name for my new company, that immediately popped into my head. And Three Flame really came out of nowhere, just the title, I think, you know, it was probably in the shower or something like that. but I immediately started looking at symbols for it, and I wanted an abstract take on the fleur-de-lis, because the fleur-de-lis is such a traditional shape. And I'd gone through a number of rounds of logo design, and it was just missing something. It was really just missing something, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And again, one morning, it popped in that, it's a dragon. It should be a dragon. In the Chinese zodiac, I'm a dragon. It's the year of the dragon, 2012. My last big dragon year, which was 2000, was when I left England to move to the States. So it just seemed like it was something coming full circle, and as soon as I knew that it was going to be a dragon and that the three flames would be, you know, coming from the dragon's mouth, that just made total sense. So it all started with the fleur-de-lis, and it ended up becoming a dragon shooting flames.
Wow. That's wonderful. What a great story.
I love how you just honor your intuitive self and the signs. I mean, I love what you said about the license plates and then sharing that story with us about the evolution of your logo and Three Flame Media. It is such a really, really outstanding example of following the muse, following your intuition, trusting your intuition to lead you and guide you in that direction. I love that. Fleur-de-lis everywhere in the, a lot, and sadly there are some of us that you know, go through every day and they miss those. I think that's really sad.
Well, I used to miss them. I used to miss them as well. I had to. You have to commit and consciously focus on that until it becomes, you know, a normal everyday way of life to see that. There is a shift that has to take place, and, you know, it's not that easy to do when you're having a bad day, you know, when someone at work is annoying you or you've got this giant amount of work piled on. But the whole mission of Three Flame, and with the logo, with this theme of transformation, really, it's about transformation of human consciousness from that one state of being where you've got so much to do and you're just behind the eight ball all the time and just trying to get things done, to shifting into a place of being rather than doing. And, you know, what I want to do with these projects is allow people to see life through those eyes, through the eyes of mystery of wonder and mystery and wonder of being, you know, more attuned. So that's the exciting part to me, is achieving that through documentaries and feature films and even at some point books. So it's a work in progress.
Wow. That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
That's, wow. Well, I'm glad
very,
I asked.
A very powerful mouthful.
Yeah, I'm glad I asked that question. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, and I was thinking, I had to laugh a little bit about the fleur-de-lis because I was working with Alex a bit on those while we were going cross-country, and all of a sudden I started seeing fleur-de-lis everywhere, and I'm going, what is this? And we were in Louisiana, so, which is, that's their state symbol, so there you have it. But it was a lot of fun working with that and helping. So, yay. I'm glad you explained it because that was very powerful.
In his book, it reminds me, in his book, The Experiment in Depth by P.W. Martin, who was a Jungian. He was actually an Englishman who I think passed away in the early to mid 50s. But in his book, one of the sections of his book is the transforming symbol, and as Alex explained, the fleur-de-lis. And her experience of 9/11, as we've all been talking about the experience of 9/11, it's a transforming symbol. I love the connecting the dots between Alex sharing what 9/11 meant to you and what it motivated you to do to pursue those dreams, recognizing that day-to-day walk and the symbolic transformation that comes out the other side in Three Flame Media. That's that spirit, in motion, that spirit at work in a very, very profound, transforming way.
And I love that. It's all about teaching the aha moment of presenting media so that people can see through a different lens, literally.
Mm.
That life doesn't have to be this way. It really can be done in joy and grace, no matter what is handed you. I just think it's wonderful because I remember telling Mel when I first started my work, I don't want to teach people who already know. I don't want to be in philosophical discussions with people about nitpicking ideas. I want to be able to take the people who are searching and say, do you see? And then have the aha that follows it and bring some form of peace, as Alex and Mel do in their work, bring people some rest so that they can move forward in grace, really.
Mm. Well, that's what both of you do, you and Mel. It's peace and hope. When it comes time to check in, sometimes it's difficult to know what it is that you're actually feeling or going through. And when you're checking in on the deepest intuitive level, and there's a lot of noise in the outside world, sometimes you can't hear that. So that's when I would call, you know, you. I know something's happening. I'm not sure what it is. There's a lot of noise, and it's like it's a filter. It's helping to filter that through. And I think the very best mediums will just confirm what you already know deep down. It's not new information. It's something that your soul already knows because, you know, you're ultimately communicating with your own higher self. But being able to be a channel for that, or being the conduit, really, on your end as mediums, is a piece where you have to take yourself out of it. So it's a complete and total lack of ego. And again, I think those people are very hard to find. If I were one of those people who are searching right now, I would not have a clue where to go. Everything that's out there on the internet, you know, or, you know, New Age spirituality, what a confusing landscape that is. So really what I'm trying to do is not necessarily point people in the direction of, oh, you need to go here or you go there, but putting things out there that people who are in that particular space can say, if that resonates with them, say, oh yes, this feels like somewhere I need to go. Here's another step in the right direction. And then have that step, whether it be a book or a film, a documentary or feature film, lead them to something else, to another step in their path that's the right step for them. That's all I really want to do. But, you know, I'm, as a filmmaker, I'm just presenting that. I'm not actually creating that. It's and then Spirit gives me the people that are going to be best set up to do that, i.e. you and Mel and the other people that I have on the roster to interview for the Spirit Interviews film.
That impresses me so much from the standpoint I so value and respect your energy, your selfhood, and your perspective and how you want to present it, because nowhere did I hear this was like a promotional trailer in a sense, you know. It is really that idea of opening people's eyes to what can be available to them. And it feels to me like just in the very doing of that documentary that the steps, the hallmarks, the indicators of what are the things you need to look for are automatically going to be there.
Well, that takes you back to that old adage, when the student is ready, the teacher comes. Mm-hmm. And you know, here we are. and each of us have a different platform, but we're all teaching the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we're all, as Alex so aptly put it, we're all teaching from the heart. And really just trying to help people find their feet. And I also love what you said, when you read for somebody, you're just confirming what their soul already knows. I mean, and so you get people that go, oh, yeah, I sort of already knew that. And you go, yeah, you did, you know. But it's so confirming that someone who doesn't know you at all has just told you what you knew was right to start with, and that's what opens the doorways and lets the light shine on the path, and they go, oh, I'm getting this, and I think it's so powerful when you can help people that way.
Mm. I mean, I certainly don't like being preached to, and you know, it should not be, you know, also should not be something that's done for the lowest common denominator either. It, like you said, you know, that when the student's ready, is ready, the teacher will appear. So going along with that, I think every time someone gets to the point where they do need that help or that nudge or whatever it is, they can, there's a place that they can go, or there's something that they can find or read that comes across their path that will show them that without it being sold to them. It was a very long time ago, and I forget what it was now, but it was a channeling from someone, and the message was, don't sell yourself. And that Spirit doesn't need us to do that. You know, Spirit will organize. Spirit will create the opportunities. We just have to be there and be ready. And that's how I feel about it. And I think we've individually spoken about that.
Yes.
I want to jump in, and we're moving through the show very quickly today with some great information, great insights. I'd invite you out there who's listening again to please give us a call, share your story, ask your question. Gee, Alex and Ellen are both a wealth of information and perspectives. Our toll-free call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your story, your inspiration, your experience. I agree with both of you about the affirming. And like Alex, the way you put it, it's what your higher self knows. Ellen puts it in the same perspective. I find myself actually more often than not saying to somebody, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Because it is there. It may be very deep there, and not playing close to to the surface of consciousness, but it's there. And that's another thing that kind of channeling, that kind of help, that kind of reading can bring out. It brings it to the surface, and then a person really has an opportunity to work with it, because now they can see it in its fullness, or close to its fullness. So great perspective. I totally agree with that. Ellen? Alex?
Well, I just, I absolutely think that, and I'm going to go back to the beginning here and say, as I said earlier, this is a very powerful year, 2012, partly because we're moving forward from very hard places. But I have always said from very early on this year that this is going to be a year where spirit begins to be honored and move forward again. And it's very interesting that the soul family that's being pulled together is working so well. I mean, you couldn't orchestrate this kind of happening. Alex, just I think it was what last year that you went from Mind to Made Media to Three Flame. It was a little nugget that was just exploding, and Mel has shifted places where she is a couple of times now, so that she's in the absolute right place to serve as many people as she can. And I just recently made a huge lifestyle change and came back home and reintroduced myself to the area that I've been in. And so it's like all the pieces have been moving subtly, being put into place. And I really feel the end of September, October, November is really going to be that tremendous push where people will start coming back to their base and say, we need to grow spiritually. We just need to go back to our bases, and the people will be in place to do what needs to be done. And I'm sure that our stories are just little bits of a greater story. And Alex's job is to find all those people and find out what their story is.
But it's fun.
So get at it.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun, and I think especially growing up in the world that we grow up in, I think that there's a big perception or misconception that work has to be, you know, difficult or not fun. But when you love something, even if someone else might look at it from an outside perspective and say, oh, wow, how did you get that done? It was really difficult. It doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like work. And that's how I feel about the work that I'm doing. It's just it's just what feels natural and feels right and what I want to be waking up every day and doing, which is an amazing gift.
Yes. It is. I love what I do. I love talking to people. I love being with people. On the business end of it, I love marketing. I love thinking and creating. And these are all gifts that Spirit has given to me to share. And when you said that about work, I also love to celebrate. I love to have parties. I love to decorate. One of the things I do with altars is teach people how to create beauty to honor Spirit with. And I remember after big parties at home, and people would come up to me and go, oh, my God, that work, that was so much work. I don't know how you did it. And I'd look at them and go, well, I just had fun. This wasn't work. I just really had fun. And I really meant it. It was fun, you know. That's how you should wake up. And I don't care if you're, and I say this to my clients a lot, I don't care if you're a street sweeper. If you do it with joy and you do it well and it's what you love to do and you bring joy to the people around you because you're keeping their houses clean, then good, have a good time at it and enjoy what you're doing and do it with joy.
I can, I gotta jump in. I can't, I can't, I can't not do it. I can testify first up front and center that about Ellen's talents as a host, as a party giver. I've been to many. I've been blessed by being on the participant end. And it's absolutely, it is magic what she does. It's unbelievable. I don't have that kind of skill and talent like she does. And I'll take that a step further. I wish I was standing in line with you when they passed out all those marketing skills and that ability to do that, because you're brilliant at it.
You just are.
You're gifted. You're not. It's beyond brilliant. You're gifted at it. And granted, you work at it, but like Alex said, I never ever got a feeling in the years that we have worked together and what I know about you and those areas, well, in all those areas, but we're talking about those two specific areas right now, that it ever seemed like real work to you. You just seem like you move in and you put it together and it just all clicks, and it's fantastic.
Oh, it's fun. It's all fun. You know?
The late Alan Watts actually did a video called Work as Play. I haven't seen it for years, and the Watts Foundation has it. I hope they're starting to re-release some of his work now. He was Watts Foundation is in the Bay Area, but it was on KQED, a documentary. I think most of his work was in that realm, and it was done as he was older. And I probably haven't seen it for 30 years, but I can still remember parts of it to this day, Work as Play, that echoing in my head. My wish would be that everyone in the world would have the opportunity to have their work as play.
Yeah. And going back to our theme for today really is, as Alex said, the whole aftermath of 9/11. If nothing else comes from that, if people can find their feet, if people can move forward and say, I'm going to find that thing that pleases my soul, and I'm not going to wait one more day. I'm going to reach out and embrace it. I'm going to find the way to make that work and take that step in faith so that I honor myself, I honor my spirit, and I honor those people who went before me. So it's a really powerful motivation to move forward and embrace the fun that can be in life.
I agree. We are getting close towards the end of our program for today. I want to thank everybody out there for listening in. We do have a couple messages for you coming up. But I would love to ask you both for a final statement. If you could take the inspiration of 9/11 and the transformational energy and share with us a few words about that, it would just be wonderful. Alex, you want to kick that off?
Sure. For me, it's easy. It's what I said at the beginning. Just don't take anything for granted. Just move forward. Do something, even if it's one small thing every day in the direction of your dreams, because, you know, what you pay attention to grows. And just keep moving forward. Do something every day and keep it in your mind, keep it in your heart, and focus on that, because that's how you will grow it. You know, things grow with positive thoughts and feelings attached to them, and just don't let it go. Just don't allow yourself to be distracted by, you know, the everyday and the mundane. But there's magic and joy in the everyday and the mundane, and use that to tie back to what your soul really sings out to do.
Ah, oh, that's beautiful. Ellen?
Well, it's going to be short and sweet. No. The thing that came to mind is that affirmation, I think it's Catherine Ponder's, there is gold dust in the air for me. There is gold dust in the air for me everywhere I look, and I'm going to grab it and put it in my pocket. And then last week I ended the show, and I was sort of surprised that it came out of my mouth, as Spirit always does, but I liked it, and I'm going to kind of keep it. Put your hand in God's hand and walk forward.
Oh, I love that.
I love that too.
I love that. Both really just great, great sentiments, and so appropriate and so perfect for a day of remembrance like today is 12 years. Is it 12 years later? No, 11 years later. 11 years later, yeah. 11, 12, dyslexia sets in. It is so strong. And Ellen, I know before we sign off today, I know you have some upcoming events that we want to let all you listeners out there. Some of them are probably totally confined to the Florida area. So for those of you that are in Ellen's neighborhood, let us know what you're up to. Tell us about what's coming up.
Okay, well, from the sublime to the ridiculous, but anyway, it isn't really. It's the Brevard County Humane Society is having their annual Pets on the Pier out at Cocoa Beach Pier on September 15th from 11 to 3, and I will be there to do readings for the pets. So I either do palm or paw readings.
Oh, cool!
Yeah. And I don't mean to make light of today, but it is an event, and I would like to have people come out to support the Humane Society because they do really, really good work. So thank you for letting me put the plug in.
That's awesome. And I thought you had something else going on too.
Nope, that was pretty much it.
Yeah,
I have a couple of local things coming up, but they're down the road a piece, so I'll talk about it later.
Well, I want to, Ellen and I want to thank Alex. Thank you so much for taking time out of your life that's being run, obviously, spirit-operated three-flame media organization, that's for sure. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. I do what I'm told, and it was an absolute pleasure being here. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, and that's Alexandra Austin. And it's 3flamemedia.com. That's 3FFlameMedia.com. For those of you out there, please go there and check it out. It's work. It's an ongoing process. I love what you said about it doesn't have to be perfect anymore. It's just a process, not an event, and that's really awesome. So do go check out her work. We want to thank you all today for checking in to the Mel and Ellen Show. I hope this day has some importance, holds some importance for you in your life, in your spiritual life, in your day-to-day life. We look forward very, very much to our next get-together in 2 weeks on Tuesday. Don't know exactly what the title of that show is yet, but it'll be posted on the info page at BBS. So you can go there and check it out. Want to thank you again for spending time with us, for sharing with us these experiences so profound to our country and to ourselves. Until we get together again next in 2 weeks, Ellen, you want to finish the show with that beautiful little comment? I love it.
Oh, okay. As you go forward this week and every day, put your hand in God's hand and walk forward.
Thank you all so much. Bye now.
Bye now.